Chapter 20. What are your philosophies concerning God, religion, and money? Robert's response.
While growing up, there were two points about God, church, and religion that were confusing for me. The first was the idea that some people went to heaven and others did not, even if they believed in the same God. I remember asking my Sunday school teacher, "What is the difference between our church and the Catholic Church?" I was 8 years old, attending the Protestant church my parents belonged to, and was curious about the differences. It shocked me when my teacher said, "Well, we both believe in Jesus Christ, but Catholics won't go to heaven." That answer floored me. When I asked why this was, she simply said, "They don't belong to the right church." Disturbed and even more curious, I asked my Catholic classmate if I could go to church with him. For the next few months, I went to a Catholic church and found that the congregation was made up of good people who believed in the same God as my family did. Over the next few years, I asked my classmates what religion or church they belonged to, and then asked to go to their services with them. I attended Lutheran, Methodist, Evangelical, Buddhist, and Shinto churches or temples. In the small town where I grew up, I did not have any classmates who were Jewish or Muslim. I have since attended services in synagogues and mosques. It continues to disturb me that there are so many people who believe they follow the right religion, and others belong to the wrong religion. This may be the reason we have so many wars over God and religion. In my opinion, the idea of a holy war is an oxymoron. In business, I have a strong faith that if I work with the highest good and fulfill a mission, a higher calling, I will enlist the powers of a supreme being. I believe that if I cheat, lie, or am not forthright, I diminish the power of what Native Americans refer to as the Great Spirit. I have tremendous respect for the real golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Every time I am angry, upset, or blame someone else, instead of retaliating with my hot temper, I ask myself, how would I want this person to treat me now? It's not that I always do what I know I should do, but at least I consider it. For example, I have an ex-friend whom I had a disagreement with. I wish he would call me first and apologize, which means I should call him first and apologize. But I remain stubborn and have not called him to clean up the upset. Personally, I like what the Hindu religion calls dharma, which means following the path a supreme being has set for you by your own choice. When I decided to teach and follow a profession my heart wanted to follow, my life changed dramatically. In Before You Quit Your Job, my book on entrepreneurship, I write about my decision to become a teacher and all the good fortune that came my way once I made that decision. One of the gifts from heaven was that my wife, Kim, came into my life the moment I made my decision to teach. I have tremendous trust in God, a higher power. I just question some of the beliefs different religions have about God and who holds the key to heaven. In my opinion, our main job in life is to make life here on earth a little bit more like heaven.